Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
There is just no way to sugarcoat it. Consuming sweetened drinks each day is just bad for your health. Sodas, sports drinks, and even juice boxes are loaded with sugar. Over time, they can lead to unwanted weight gain, obesity, and even diabetes. So try water instead. Replacing just one sugary drink with water each day can make a big difference. Unlock the power of one healthy change. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. Hillary Communications, providing ultra-fast broadband, digital cable, and telephone service to thousands of customers across Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa. To learn more, go to hillcom.net.
Well, the cattle futures generally weaker, but a quiet trading day pretty much all day long. We had June live cattle settling 42 cents lower at 132.30. The August live cattle down 22 at 132.52. October's 42 lower here at 138.20. So 20 to 40 lower on the live cattle. That was about 40 off their lows and about a dollar off their highs earlier in the day. The feeder cattle were up 10 in May at 154.60. The May feeder cattle expire tomorrow, so options expire and futures expire to the index tomorrow. Now, the feeder cattle index comes out on Friday's index, but tomorrow's the last trading day for the May feeders. So if you have options or futures, you need to roll them, get that done. The August feeder cattle down 20 at 167.95. September's down 2 here at 170.105. Lean hogs are down $1.10 in July at 107.95. The August down $1.30 at 107.70. So kind of a quiet day, not a whole lot going on in the protein markets. There was cash trade of 137 in the south, 140 to 144 in the north. The disappointing thing, I believe, in the 137 in the south is that it was for cattle that will be delivered in the next 3 weeks or 3 weeks from now. So kind of a long-term bearish factor.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's grain futures ended up just generally weaker. It was a pretty quiet day there, just like in the cattle. The corn market, anywhere from steady to two lower. July corn was actually up a half at 772 and a quarter. And that was about 18 cents off the midday low of 755. December corn down 2 and a quarter at 723 and a quarter. The bean market, anywhere from 12 lower in July at 1681 is where it's going to settle. Out to November down 4 and 3 quarters at 1512. I think early, you know, the markets were down a lot harder than that. The corn was down like 16 or 17 cents at one point, and beans were about 25 lower. But they did come back throughout the day, so that gives some longer-term support here. The wheats were down anywhere from steady to about 10 lower, I would say. July Kansas City was 4.5 lower at 1233 and a quarter. That was almost 40 cents, or was 40 cents, off of the low of 1192. So huge comeback for the Kansas City wheat here as harvest is moving through the south. Overnight, there were several various headlines about the Ukraine export market and what they'd be able to export through ships commercially through the Black Sea. And Russia acted like they might be on board with some exports. So we'll see what's going on. Currently, the Dow's rallying back here strong. It's up 280 at 32,160.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.